Like the rest of us, he knew that you couldn't walk into Russia and Hungary and Albania and China and start preaching a different way of life. And at this point, his story becomes quite unlike the story of anyone else in the world. John and Elizabeth Sherrill, Guideposts, Carmel, New York, 1968. Chapter 1. Smoke and Bread Crusts. From the time I first put on wooden shoes, klompen, we call them in Holland, I dreamed of derring do. I was a spy behind the lines. I was a lone scout in enemy territory. I crept beneath barbed wire while tracer bullets scorched the air about me. Of course, we didn't have any real enemies in my hometown of Witte, not when I was very small, so we made enemies out of each other. We kids used our klompen to fight with. Any boy who got himself hit with a wooden shoe just hadn't reached his own fast enough. I remember the day I broke a shoe over my enemy friend Keyes's head. What horrified us both wasn't the enormous bump on his forehead, but the ruined shoe. Keyes and I forgot our war long enough to try repairing it, but this is a skill gained only with time, and that night my hard-working blacksmith father had to turn cobbler as well. Already that day Papa had got up at 5 to water and weed the garden that helped to feed his 6 children. Then he had pedalled 4 miles on his bicycle to his smithing job in Alkmaar, and now he had to spend the evening gouging a little trough across the top of the wooden shoe, pulling a wire through the trough, nailing the wire down on both sides, and repeating the process at the heel so that I could have some shoes to wear to school. "Andrew, you must be more careful," said my father in his loud voice. Papa was deaf and shouted rather than spoke. I understood him perfectly. He didn't mean careful of bones and blood, but of hard-earned possessions. There was one family in particular that acted as the enemy in many of my boyish fantasies. This was the family Wetstra. Why I should have picked on the Wetstras, I do not know, except that they were the first in our village to begin talking about war with Germany, and this was not a popular subject in Witte. Also, they were strongly evangelical Christians. Their God bless yous and Lord willings seemed sickeningly tame to a secret agent of my stature. So in my mind, they were the enemy. I remember once passing Mrs. Wetstra's kitchen window, just as she was putting cookies into the oven of her wood-burning stove. Leaning against the front of the house was a new pane of window glass, and it gave me an idea. Here would be my chance to see if the ever-smiling Wetstras could get as mad as other Dutchmen. I picked up the piece of glass and moved ever so stealthily through the lines to the back of enemy headquarters. The Wetstras, like everyone else in the village, had a ladder leading to their thatched roof. Off came my klompen, and up I went.